Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Robinson. Blair fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blair. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to third for the out. Haney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to third. McNally moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Powell reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. McNally scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon misplays the ball. That's an error on Salmon. Powell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Brown reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alves moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Haney reaches second base with a double. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raddatz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raddatz strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crandall moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Crandall scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens strikes out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Salmon moves to second. Jim Landis pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Salmon scores. Crandall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Orioles. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Kelly now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Powell reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Colavito moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Orioles. Bob Allen now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haney strikes out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crandall hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Bob Allen. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Orioles. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.